This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Egypt has mediated a cessation of hostilities between Israel and Palestinians in Gaza after a round of rocket, mortar fire, and retaliatory airstrikes over the past 2 days. They were the fiercest clashes since the 2014 Gaza War. UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees Christopher Guinness spokesman said the region is staring into the abyss of a fourth destructive war in a decade.
In the last 10 years, tens of thousands of people have been wounded or maimed or killed, including hundreds of children. And that's why we say to the warring parties, they have to abide by the emerging ceasefire.
Monday's and Tuesday's violence caused casualties on both sides of the frontier. In southern Israel, Sderot resident Yohai Daham said everyone wants the ceasefire. A Palestinian family is grieving the loss of their 21-year-old son killed in an Israeli airstrike. His mother, Ragda Hawa, said he was sent out to irrigate the family garden. At the UN, the Security Council met behind closed doors to discuss the matter. Violence has simmered along the border since Palestinians launched weekly protests March 30. A top official at the World Health Organization Emergency Response Chief Peter Salama said he hopes the latest Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo will be over in about 6 months.
It's very hard to predict time frames in an outbreak as complicated as this, with so many variables that are outside our control. But certainly we're planning on at least another 6 months before we could declare this outbreak over.
The latest outbreak affected North Kivu province and resulted in more than 300 confirmed cases and over 200 deaths. Salama said a major cause of the spread was the use by people of several hundred unregulated health centers. This is VOA News.